Sat Sam with Maitreya, May 4th, 2002.
Good morning from the Mission of Maitreya, from the Albuquerque, New Mexico, to all of you. This is Maitreya, and I welcome all of you to our church, to our room. And as you all every week, at this time, I will be here, and I will be talking to you, and explaining the eternal divine path, give you the ability to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. And we are here to call the elect, those who want to see that the kingdom of heaven comes and be participant in it and stay in it and be incarnated in it for many, many lifetimes to come, for a thousand years. Actually, this revelation will be established and the kingdom will come for a thousand years, and after a thousand years, there will be another disturbance for a while, but after that, the kingdom will come forever. And the kingdom of heaven and earth, of course, is based on the eternal divine path and the communities of light. And the eternal divine path has been revealed to humanity through many religions that we have now on earth, and they think each have the truth, and they are fighting with other paths or religions, and they think they are the only way, they are the last word, they have the last word. How can you have the last word if you did not open the book sealed with the seven seals? So, or we are the chosen one, and all the things that we all know how the all religions of the world are hanging into. But the truth is, each of them is a part of a greater truth, and that greater truth is the seven seals and the eternal divine path that is being revealed here now to humanity, and the way is being given to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth and also bring the humanity to the next step of evolution and the golden age, and after that the kingdom of God will be realized forever. Of course, the eternal divine path contains five steps that each step covers one religion or more of the ones that exist on earth right now. The first step, of course, is the awakening of your spiritual forces. Awakening of your forces means to know thyself, to know who you are, why you are here, why you have been created, what are your problems and how you can solve them, and what's the pattern in your life that you go through, and realize why I always get myself to the same situation that I do not like, and eventually say, okay, it's because of my needs of this and that and that, therefore I will overcome these needs and know myself and will not come to the same situation again, but will overcome. And also I know eventually that myself and God are one. And you realize that, of course, you realize that you can manifest God's quality. You can't say just, I am God, you know, and then you have a miserable life, doing a lot of mistakes, not knowing yourself good, and then say, no, I'm God. You know, you can't do that. But if you know thyself, you will manifest God's quality, and those are compassion, love, understanding, you know, gentleness, and all the qualities of God that understand even destruction. Why God destroys sometimes things that are necessary to be destroyed and new things be replaced with the old ones. So this realization come to you, you know, easiest way is to know that stillness within yourself, and when you are still and your mind is not turbulent and it's not craving and attaching itself to the things and love the things that is not godly, and eventually that stillness will reflect God, and you say, yeah, this is what I was looking for, that peace within myself and the reflection of God and unity that is my birthright to have. And if you realize that, then You have no choice to say, I want to help other people also to realize this. I don't want to be just keep this to myself and not to let other people realize that how wonderful this beauty is that I have also realized it. So you have no choice but to reach out to other people to teach them that they should meditate, they should awaken their spiritual forces. They should realize that the stillness within themselves, they should look at themselves squarely. Of course, that is the greatest battle any man or woman can have, and that is facing ourselves. And that is the scariest thing that people don't want to do, and that is to face thyself and know, you know, who really you are. Okay, so when you face yourself, of course, you have no choice to see yourself, you know, what am I doing? Am I completely honest all the time? Am I completely, you know, upfront all the time? Am I fearful? Am I afraid? Am I craving? Am I attached? Am I all those questions that have to pop up in your mind and meditate and say, what am I getting myself to the same pattern in my life and come to the same point that I say, I don't like the situation, I have to go somewhere else. But as we said many times, when you go somewhere else, what do? You take your baggage with you and you go somewhere else and you fall to the same situation. So all these things need brave people, to those who want to close their eyes and know them thyself. They are the real warrior in their life, and they are the most successful people as they know themselves. They become an instrument for God. And therefore then you say, okay, well, I realize this thing, and that is the goal of the life. Of course, maybe I wouldn't have realized it completely myself, but my choice is this is the way, and he seems to fulfill all these prophecies from God. Maybe he has something in his teaching, and maybe the next step is to create the communities of life, reach out to other people, teach the eternal divine path, teach the revelation that have come to us, and we are blessed with it, and maybe other people also will be blessed with it. So we reach to them and let them know. But of course, God said there is only 144,000 of elects on earth, and we have 6 billion people. So if you look really that way, you see 144 in compared with 6 billion is a drop in a bucket. And so don't discourage if you call many people and not many will come, but few will be hearing the voice and the message and realize, yes, that makes sense. That is what you were, I was looking for. It's because you have been meditating for, you know, on this thing for many lifetimes, and this lifetime suddenly you hear this revelation and teaching and say, yes, that makes sense. That is the only thing made sense to me. And they will come, join. They have no expectation, no real attachment, no desire, but they want to serve God, serve the mission, bring this revelation and teaching in all over the world and to every soul. So you can see it's a progression of the eternal divine path. It's a very natural one. When you awaken your spiritual forces, you have no choice to say, well, I want to get other people also see this beauty within themselves. So you have to reach to other people. You have to go to your neighbor. You have to go to your community. You have to start classes. You have to, you know, invite the teacher to come and reach to to your community and to the external world. So the next step is, of course, reaching out, creating the communities of light, creating a center that other people can come here, meditate, be with you, understand the teaching in a deepest level, and they also realize themselves and become an instrument in also reaching to other people. As it says, if we really see this vision, we can see, you know, after 5, 7, or 8 level of the people we reach, we cover almost all humanity on earth. So the next step, the first step, you know, covers the mystical path, all the religions that say, do not know thyself to know God. And of course, that covers all the mystical teachings as Hinduism, Buddhism, any ism that, you know, talks about, you know, close your eyes or know thyself. And then the next step, the coming of light, of course, the Old Testament shows us the coming of light is what God wants to see to be created. He chose a people that they were the his people, his tribe, the tribe of Israel, the 12 tribes. What tribe means? It means community. And the requirement was that they accept God as their king and his laws as the laws. They did not follow men's law or the things that TV or radio or your culture or your place in the world tells you is correct, but what God says is correct. If you look at that way, then you become a child of God. You don't follow your culture, your teaching, your understanding, your opinion, but what is God told in the scripture, which is correct. Okay? Then you follow them, and eventually, of course, the culture of the earth become the culture of God, and His revelation and His laws become the law of the land, and everybody understand it, realize it, and also they're good for us. It's not something that's good for God. God doesn't need us to follow His laws, but following His laws, it will bring the peace and unity and great societies on earth. Those laws are not given for Him, it's given for us. It's good for us. Therefore, after we start following them, we realize how good they are for us. Actually, as I said many times, a person who followed the Ten Commandments said, I didn't know how wonderful it is until I started following it. Okay? So we have to stop fighting God. We stop, you know, fighting His laws and His, you know, revelation and say, no, I am, you know, I'm from this place and in this place we do whatever we want to do. You know, we are free and therefore we can do whatever we want and therefore we're not going to listen to God or you or anyone else. Okay, fine. Okay, then you're not listening to the God who has your interest in the highest level and you will not following what God says. Again, you're following your tradition. And of course, we know what the Bible said about the tradition of man. So, that is the comes of light. Comes of light, the people who do accept God as king. Not a human king, not a person as a, you know, as that has an ego and did, as God said, if you choose a human king, he's going to take your, you know, they tax you, he's going to take your children to war, and they're not going to make a society according to God, but according to their own ego and understanding. But the only real king is the king, and if you accept him as the king, of course, you accept someone that who knows you better than you do, who knows the society, who knows the culture, who created this universe, therefore knows what is best and how it works best. So that is the way to create the comings of light. Of course, you create that first within yourself, in yourself. Know thyself. Okay? You implement the laws of God in your own life. And then, of course, if everybody does that in the community, the community will become the communities of light. And therefore, when the communities of light are created, the next step is, you know, even if you follow God's law, still if you say, what is it for me only in the community, of course, it's not going to work because the community has limited resources. And if you take more than you give, then you will drain the community, and after a while, community no longer has any strength and will die. So you have to also realize that, and not being self-centered is the next step, and that is the message of the Christianity. And Christ came, and He went all the way to cross for His ideal, and your ideal is the eternal divine path. Your ideal is the mission of Maitreya's teaching. Your ideal is the unification of the humanity and creation of the communities of light and reaching out to humanity, spreading it to every corner on the earth. That is your ideal. That's what you have chosen to accept as your life goal, and therefore you have to sacrifice everything for this ideal, as I did. I dropped everything in my life, you know, education, family, culture, nation, because That became my ideal, to reach out to every corner of the earth and every human and let them know that is how God has been weaving and creating to this point, sending all this revelation to us. And now he says, here it is. This is the seven seals open. The book is open for you. Now you can see the whole picture, and therefore you are indeed blessed that you have seen the vision. And you said, wow, that makes a lot of sense, and God really did this thing. Therefore God exists, and these things is the truth, and therefore I will, you know, make this the ideal of my life and make the goal of my life to, you know, become a part of this mission, and that is what I will do for the rest of my life. That is the third seal. That's it. Well, you realize that, you know, you have to give up some in order to receive great, you know, thing that God will bring to you, to the community, and be a part of it. As of course, if you are completely, you know, self-absorbed and self-centered, and you're not, you're in the community, but you're not giving into it, you know, and you're not seeing how your actions affect the community, of course, you will not be a part of the community. You will feel, you know, you're left out. You're not a part of it. But the more you become one with it, and the community become one with you, you see the joy of being one with God and other people. Therefore, we can see that that is the revelation from the third seal, or the Christ. So we have unified all the mystical paths, which cover every teaching that says know thyself. We covered the Old Testament, which is the creation of the compass of life, and New Testament, which is Christianity and the teaching of Christ. And now what? Are we done with the, you know, the third divine path? You know, but that's not enough. We also should not be attached to the results of our action. You know, we do action in the community, we action for the mission, we do action for the creation of our ideal, and then we say, oh, I'm attached to the result. You know, I'm done doing all these things, nothing happening, or something is happening. If nothing happening, we get, of course, discouraged. If something happening, you say, wow, see how great I am. I am the doer, I am the person who, you know, said what my trade to do, and he does, and so I'm wonderful thing in the mission, and therefore I'm, you know, great person, and everybody should bow down in front of it. Well, the moment you get to that ego, and you're going to cut off from the grace, and you say, well, I don't feel God, I don't feel great, I don't feel thing, or you will create a lot of suffering for yourself and others. And therefore, the fourth teaching, fourth part or the seal in the eternal divine path is to surrender the result to God. Now, I am not attached to my service. I'm not attached to what I do. I do something, my mission is, I'm doing great thing for the mission, but it's really God doing through me. Even that is greater than surrendering the result to God, realizing God is the doer. You are just an instrument. You are just a channel for God, that those actions to be taken care of, and therefore you haven't done anything. If you haven't done anything, how can you be attached to the result? Therefore, your ideal, your work for your ideal, you understand yourself, you give a little or a lot to the mission, and then also you surrender the result to God and submit to Him, which means God does it through you, the work that you want to do. Therefore, with this, of course, you know, you shatter all the attachments that bond every humanity, and you become free of anything that bonds you to become egoistical or depressed or unhappy or whatever that takes you away from being connected to the grace of God. And that, of course, surrendering and submission is from Islam. Islam means surrendering and being submitted to God, and that is when you free yourself from every bondage of earth. Of course, still you might direct all this energy and all the, your ideal and creation of the Communist of Light and the sacrifice and surrendering and submission to a very small portion of the universe. You say, no, I'm just going to help my culture. I'm just going to help my family. I'm just going to help my, you know, neighborhood. I'm going to just help, you know, just Earth. That's not enough. You have to become a universal, shatter all narrowness of the mind, look at every individual as an essence of God and a part of God, and therefore shatter every prejudice and anything that separates you from other people, and realize God is everything. If God is everything, how can you be separated from other people, or some people are, you know, better than other, or superior or inferior? You can't do that. So you're doing that, you shatter the narrowness of the mind, and you become an elect. The fifth seal, of course, is the teaching of the Baha'i teaching, and that brings the universal point of the view to humanity. It says basically religions are the same as saying the same thing. And there are truth in what they say. There are a lot of similarity in every religion and teaching came to humanity. And they say the truth in that, but of course they are not the last word of God, because the seventh seal has not been opened yet. And the fifth level, of course, is the ethereal level. Ethereal level, when you reach there, it's so wonderful, you think you have reached the end of the path, but there is still two more steps to go. The next step is to become a Paravipra. When you realize that the ideal of your life is to know yourself, and this revelation is the ideal in your life, when you direct your energy toward the creation of the Communist of Light, you sacrifice for it, and you become surrendered and submissive to God, and you become a universalist, then you try to become a Paravipra, also incorruptible, a person that he works toward the creation of the Communist of Light and the Kingdom of Heaven on Earth, because the Kingdom of Heaven on Earth comes from the Communist of Light, and therefore we can see how important the Communist of Light are and how important this Paravipra do be created. And that is what we are calling here in this mission. The whole thing is to call on the elect to see themselves as chosen God, as from God, and this teaching makes sense to them, and they say, yes, you know, I want to become a Paravipra. I want to give everything in my life, physically, mentally, spiritually, you know, into this cause, and I will, you know, work toward the creation of the Kingdom of Heaven on Earth. The mission is huge. The revelation is amazing. The work is a lot, but the joy of doing it also is great. And if you lose the vision of why you are here and how you received it, of course you might feel not connected, and you start feeling not a part of the mission, and that is not a very good state to be. Therefore, you have to relax, sit back, meditate, remember how you received it, and then you say, yes, I received it here, it just makes sense, it's wonderful, therefore I will continue with this mission and will become the part of my life. Therefore, the eternal divine path is the path of awakening of the spiritual forces, called the mystical path, creation of the communities, Old Testament, sacrifice, New Testament, surrendering, submission, Islam, and become universalist, Baha'i teaching. So when you do that, you go to the sixth seal. Of course, the sixth seal is, and all these seals has been preparation. You know, Christ had the John the Baptist to prepare the way for him. But all this religion and revelation and people who came and brought this is to prepare for this revelation. So all the messengers and the teachers came to bring us to this point of revelation of the whole truth to humanity, and now it is here for them to see, to take, and to implement. Of course, we will have an uphill battle to make them to see this vision, because each person are attached to their culture, their religion, their opinions, their ideas, their understandings, and therefore the people who are really humble and are in the point, they are looking for the truth of this revelation, are indeed few and between. But that's okay. Many will be called, few will be chosen. Therefore, you have to see yourself as a part of God's revelation, as a paravipra, not in an egoistical way, but in a humble way, as I am so blessed that God brought me to this point that I can become a part of His revelation and His mission and work in this great endeavor that I am, you know, in and been called for, and see yourself as a great soul, as God has brought you here. So it is something that each of us have to realize and recognize and give to everybody on earth to see it the way it is. And then when they see it, of course, it is their mission, their realization, their understanding. They become another center wherever they are. And of course, I am the center of the centers. And you all will eventually bring everybody to the mission and this teaching, and we eventually will be unified. There is nothing is created in this universe without a center. Atom has a center. Cells have a center. Everything has to have a center so things evolve around it. Of course, the center is God, but this body is representative of that consciousness on earth, and those who become a center themselves are a part of this center, and eventually be like a center with a lot of satellites will attract a lot of other centers when we bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. This is the revelation of the kingdom coming. And of course, many will reach to pure consciousness, the seven seals, and they will realize the fullness of God and the revelation that has brought all the teachings and revelation before it together, and they all rejoice in such a wonderful thing that God has done. For those new people who come to the room, this is the mission of Maitreya, and this is Maitreya explaining our teachings. I just explained the teaching. The teaching is based on the eternal divine path. It is the path. It has no dogma in it. It is revealed that each religion of the world has a specific message for humanity, and each of these messages have one part of a greater truth that is called eternal divine path. And when you put all of them together, you see the whole picture, what God was is trying to do. And with this revelation, of course, the seven seal is open, and the book which has been sealed with the seven seal has been revealed to humanity, and all the humanity are invited to welcome to go to our website to read the explanation of the greatest sign, and our material has been prepared and put together for the last 22 years, and now it's been accessible to every corner on the earth. We are trying to reach to every human, every person, and tell them at least once about this revelation. After we reveal this to them, we are done with them. It's between them and God. This is the point of the coming of the Golden Age. And those who will not participate in the Golden Age and still will hang into the old age will not be reincarnated for a long, long time, at least for 1,000 years. And therefore, being a part of this revelation and working toward the creation of the comings of light and coming of the kingdom is a part of being incarnated, and so we can progress toward our goal. Otherwise, we will be denied entrance and return for a long time. So if you have a question about our teaching, the mission, what is the eternal divine path, what is involved to become involved in the eternal divine path and this mission, or any other question, you're welcome. We have no doubt this revelation is from God. It has been proven to us over and over that it is God's revelation, and it is for humanity to see and wonder and see how wonderful God is. And therefore, those even who do not believe in God, when they see God says He will do something and He has done it, they have no choice to say, there has to be someone or something that He says He's going to do this and has done it. And therefore those who even don't believe in God can see God exists in this mission. So, it is open for you to go and study in the website, and it is ready for you to understand the greatest revelation have come to humanity for the last 12,000 years. Go ahead, little one.
Hello, Maitreya. I have a guest with me here at the computer this afternoon. Her name is Blakely, and I'm going to switch my headset over. I just wanted to introduce her right quick. And she has a quick, simple question that she would like to ask. How do you share this teaching of when I feel separated from other people?
How do you share this teaching when you feel separated from other people?
Yeah, well, you have to reach those people who will listen to you. It's sometimes, you know, they don't listen to you because they have their own ideas and they have their own, you know, family and teachings, and probably from your voice. I assume that she is a young lady. In that age, of course, you're going to have harder time to tell about the mission and the unification of religions and these revelations, because your friends probably have their own background, they have own religion, they have their own ideas, and they also are probably interested mostly in, you know, other things than religion. So you are very, very brave soul and great soul that in this age are interested even in the unification of all religion. But many young people will become interested as they see how the world is going to go toward destruction and wars, and their future depends on realizing there is one God and all this revelation have come with him, you know. So you're going to have a little more hard time than an adult, especially in this age that you are also emotionally yourself, you know, attached to what you know and what you like to tell the other people. And so you're going to have a little more hard time than other adults that they have realized this teaching. But, you know, be very nice to other people and very be firm in your belief, if you believe the teaching is the way and unified all the religion, and let your friends know this is wonderful teaching, wonderful revelation. And eventually, if you really, you know, believe in it and you're firm on it, they eventually, of course, will, you know, start asking you about the mission and what you believe and all that, and they eventually might also see what you have seen. Of course, if they are not interested, you know, just, you know, love them and you know, very gently go to the next person who might be interested. Okay, you cannot teach this teaching to the people who are not interested, because they are not seeing what you can see. So in that case, just gently, you know, go to the next person and tell it to a person that who will listen. Go ahead, Nimrod.
I belong to the Church of England in the UK, so it makes me a Christian. But there's so many religions in this country that tell you all different things. How is one person to know which is the right path to follow? Can you sort of help me on this?
Yeah, Nimrod, you have to follow the latest revelation from God. You have to see that God has sent another prophet with a revelation which is revealing a greater truth than any other religion that exists on earth, or any religion that have many branches on any country, including England and United States. And therefore, will realize that the mission of Maitreya is the last revelation of God, and the teaching is the eternal divine path. It is no dogma, it is no preacher really to tell you how to follow eternal divine path. It's something you follow it and you benefit from it, And therefore, you have to, you know, be discerning, you have to meditate it, you have to be called to see the truth in this revelation. And they say, well, this is the only truth on earth really worth following, because in every other religion, you know, divided to so many different, you know, branches, and so many different people, each, you know, yell that they are the truth, they have the right teaching of Christ, or are you a Shia or a Sunni, or are you what branch of the Buddhism or Hinduism are you belong to? And you see, all of them are completely splintered into many, many different branches and ideas and opinions. But the mission of Maitreya is not an opinion, it's not an idea, it's not a dogma, it is a path. The path shows how the other religions relate to each other, but at the same time, if you follow the eternal divine path, you benefit from it, and you say, yeah, that makes sense. Yes, it's really helping me, and this and that. So, to me, it's very clear. Mission of Maitreya is the only way. There is no other way you can follow after coming of this last revelation. So you have to, but you have to see it. Don't take my word for it. It doesn't make any difference if I tell you that this is the best mission and that all the greatest revelation ever come to humanity for the last 2,000 years. You have to go to our website, you have to read our teaching, you have to read the holiest of the holiest, and read the prophecies fulfilled and the scriptures that have come to humanity, and come to your conclusion and see clearly, yeah, this is the way to go. If you saw that God has revealed this to humanity, then you will see that, you know, this is the only truth really worth following. Go ahead, Greg Waugh.
It's an honor to be here. I look forward to asking you this question. On the surface, it appears that your teachings differ somewhat with Jesus' teachings from the Bible concerning Satan, demons, and the spiritual battle in the heavens. Can you kind of clear this up for me a little bit?
Well, yes, we are very glad that you are here also, and we welcome you, and your question is a good question. What's the difference between Christ said about the demons and unclean spirit and possess people who are possessed with unclean spirit? It is the way that people would understand those things much easier that way. But in these days, of course, we understand them as the psychological problem, and the people who psychologically are affected in their life. But of course, there are unclean spirits at the same time. They are the spirit that they have lost their way, and they have the ability to possess other people and make them do the things that they really don't want to do. And they also meditate and learn how to heal themselves. Then they can get rid of those unclean spirits. And the way to get rid of the unclean spirit is fill yourself with God and His spirit more than with the world. The more you go toward the world and you let the world run your life, the more those you become susceptible to that kind of a spirit that can possess you and make your life, you know, not a godly life. So, prevent, you know, stay away from the things that opens your spirit, or according to our teaching, your chakras, to those unclean, you know, energies. And by doing that, of course, it means not and become live in the compass of light. Really, in the compass of light, people more meditative, and they're you know, more, even in compass of light, there might be some unclean spirit enter it and might, you know, possess some people that might do things that, you know, it's not according to our teachings. So our teaching and Christ's teaching is not different. The only difference is that it's the explanation what these unclean spirits are. You know, Christ just an unclean spirit. Nowadays, of course, we know that there's a subconscious mind that runs our life, and if we meditate and we realize the pattern in our lives and see the psychological problems that created in our life, we eventually can overcome those psychological problems and get rid of those unclean spirits ourselves. Actually, we do not recommend people to take the unclean spirit of other people. Some people do that, but Christ himself even said, when the unclean spirit leaves someone, goes, it goes and finds seven more vicious one than itself, and it come back and see the house is clean and the state of the man become worse than it was before. What does that mean? Why, if you read the Bible, that's exactly what Christ says. What does it mean that the unclean spirit goes and finds seven more? It means the person who has been healed has not learned how to heal himself. And because he doesn't know how to heal himself, therefore, when the unclean spirit come back with the seven more, you know, he or she cannot fight back. She cannot say, no, I'm going to fill myself with the grace of God, and therefore you cannot come in if I do it for you. Therefore, the teaching of the mission is to strengthen you as a person to be able to heal yourself. If you teach a person how to fish, you know, that person is going to have a life, have nice life for the rest of their life, than better than give them a fish which they don't know how to still how to fish. So his teaching is the healing power for you and the rest of humanity. So here, by following the eternal divine path on our teaching, you know how to heal yourself, and the unclean spirit will not be able to affect you at all.
Thank you. That did answer my question.
That is great. And this is the time of the growing up for humanity to realize that, you know, they are co-creator of God. If, as Christ said, if you have the faith of the mustard seed, you can do even greater thing that he has done. And that is where this mission will bring take you. It teaches you how to become strong and become a part of God's, you know, co-creation. You grow yourself instead of expecting some other people do it for you. And this teaching is that you become an elect, you become a son of God. You know, God, Christ was the Son of God. He was, of course, the first begotten Son of God. But as Father, as God has promised, those who overcome will become his son. So the goal is to overcome. As you overcome more, you become more powerful in the spirit. Therefore, the bad spirit cannot affect you. You have the power over them, and you are closer to God. So our teaching is not different than the prophets before us. And our teaching is based on the Word of God, actually. And there is nothing that we say you cannot find in the Scriptures, because when the prophet opens his mouth, cannot say anything but what God wants him to say. He cannot lie. He cannot make things up by himself. He is a mouthpiece of God. And when God talks, all the Scripture came from him. How can they contradict each other? So, again, eternal divine path is the salvation individually, collectively, for the whole humanity, spiritually, emotionally, and everything that humanity is longing now. God has revealed to us how we can accomplish it. Yeah, I'd like to go a little more detail in the question of, you know, our young guest today, Blakely. You know that the young people, you know, these days are bombarded with so many commercial and so many things that they are having really time to recognizing and realizing what is the truth and what is the goal of the life. And they are really having, you know, an environment that is going to be very difficult for them to, you know, even consider God anymore. And I am really, you know, I empathize with them so much that they have, the parents really should be with them and teach them and let them realize that the goal of their life is to become divine. It's not to, you know, follow this star or that star or drink and smoke and this and that. It is really hard for them to grow and have a child, good childhood. And of course, it's been prophesied. I mean, the children grow faster and become old in time. And we can see that is very true. And most of the kids don't have, actually, kid life. And the teenager, not really teenager, they have to grow up and fast to learn a lot of things. So it's really very important for the adults also realize that and help these children to see this, that the goal of the life is to become divine, to know thyself, to know God, not to follow the commercial. So it is wonderful that we have the young person here with us, and of course I have a son, he is young too, so I can see very well his struggle with the, this environment and the teaching of the mission. There are two different things, and so we have to be very understanding and compassionate toward these children growing in this environment. Go ahead, little one.
Thank you, Maitreya. It is hard.
Yeah, I know. But if you keep God in your mind and prayer and trust in Him and know that He's with you all the time, there's never you are alone or helpless. The force that guides the stars guides you too. So if you see that God is always with you, He's your friend, He's your guide, and read our teaching, understand the eternal divine path, and see that God said He's going to do this thing, He has done it, therefore He exists, then you're never alone. Or you will be guided, and you will know that the goal of your life is to become divine. It means godly, to follow eternal divine path. And then you will be safe. And stay with it, and you will be just fine. And it's going to be much easier that way. But I know it's hard. You know, being a teenager is hard, but being a teenager in this time is really hard. Okay, go ahead, Regwa.
I have a question about the tribulation on this earth. Will we all be transformed and go to a new earth or a place where this earth is restored? Or will some of the chosen ones survive throughout all of the chaos in this body and continue on in this body, in this earth, in the state that it's in? Will everyone who does go on be transformed in body?
Well, actually, they are in the beginning of the transformation of the earth to a golden age. And God has said the tribulation will come and the destruction will be on earth for some time. We can see the beginning of it. It started not long time ago. And we are in that process of destruction. I know something happened like 9/11, and everybody got up an arm and they start talking about God and God bless us and this and that. And 6 months later, we're back to where we were in before that disaster. And therefore, we feel safe, secure, and we think that everything is fine. It's going to be okay again. It's not. It's kind of a calm before the storm that is going to come to humanity in a greater degree. And many people will be destroyed. I wish they would not have, but that is what the scripture says. That's what God says. There is going to be destruction. There is going to be a lot of death and people who are not, you know, godly and do not want to live in the comings of light or create the kingdom of heaven on earth will not be here with us for at least 1,000 years. But do we transfer in a new body and a new kind of earth. It doesn't sound like that is completely going to happen. Of course, when the comings of light comes and we follow the nature, the earth will be changed in a much natural way and more beautiful, and the kingdom of heaven will come on earth, and therefore we take care of the earth in such a way we don't have that much pollution, destruction, and we don't eat the unclean animals who are created to clean the earth. We pollute the earth, and then we eat the unclean animal who are supposed to clean the earth. What are we doing? We double jeopardy, is there, isn't it? You know, we destroy and pollute the earth, and then we clean eat the animals that they are supposed to clean the earth. So it's like firing all the garbage men in the city and then put more garbage to the street. What happened to that city? You know, it's going to be completely smelly and bad. So we have to the humanity, we will realize these things in a deeper level and will create a new earth, a new heaven, a new man. Of course, the new man is a spiritual man, is a man that follows the eternal divine path, and will our body change in a transfer to something more light? Of course, those only God knows. You know, as Christ said, only God knows the future. But we have to start the process and see where we are going to go. I said that is a part of the beauty of journey, isn't it? That we don't know what is the future is going to be, but we know we have to do it, create the commons of earth and go toward it. What's going to happen? Of course, God knows, but for sure He already has said in the scripture that after the seven angels come, after the seven seas are opened, these things are happened, there's going to be a great tribulation for humanity, and many will be destroyed, unfortunately. So we have, although we don't like destruction, we can, our human part become unhappy about it, but our godly part should see that God said it's going to happen, and it will happen for sure. And this revelation, of course, is the beginning of that process. After that, of course, we will only have to guess what's going to happen. My feeling is the sooner human listen to this revelation, create commons of light, and bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, the sooner we will have peace and less destruction. The more they resist it, and it doesn't happen fast enough, of course, more people will be suffering. I say farewell and salam to all of you. Salam, everybody.